Welcome to today's episode of the Legal One podcast. Today's episode is part of a 12-part series highlighting major U.S. and New Jersey Supreme Court decisions, why they're relevant today, and how the law has evolved since that decision. So in today's episode, we're going to be discussing the duty to supervise students at dismissal and other key times of the day in light of a major New Jersey Supreme Court decision and some recent legal developments. My name is David Nash. I'm the director of the Legal One program. Very excited to have with me for our conversation today, Kathy Lindenbaum. Kathy is president of the New Jersey State PTA. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, David, for having me.
So for today's conversation, we're going to be talking about a major New Jersey Supreme Court decision from 2007. And the case dates back to an incident that occurred in 2001. So on the morning of June 15th, 2001, 9-year-old Joseph Jerkins walked to the South Main Street Elementary School in the Pleasantville School District. He walked there with his older adult brother, Charles. The school was within the legal walking distance, but was located in a very busy thoroughfare in the Pleasantville School District. In fact, Pleasantville was completely a walking district without any bus service. So every student would either walk to school or be transported by a parent or guardian. The older brother, Charles, arrived at the end of the normal school day at 2:50 p.m. in order to pick up his younger brother and take him home. But Joseph wasn't there.